I was at a friend's house a while back, and they had a dog. And I'm a little nervous around dogs because I've been bit. My brother's been bit, and I just think dogs bite. So I really want to have a good relationship with dogs. I really want to have like a Rottweiler or a Doberman, but my wife is not letting me because, you know, I'm the man of the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm the head of the house, but she's the neck, so she turns me anywhere I want to go. But I was at this person's house, and they had a dog, and after we ate dinner, they put the scraps, the leftovers on the plate, and put them under the table for the dog to eat. Often, when it comes to our finances, we get our money and we spend it on what we want to spend it on, and God gets the leftovers. Today, I want to talk about first fruits. We are going to do a special offering in 2 weeks called Heart for Your House. We're going to take an offering over and above our regular giving to go towards outreach in the community, which is an evangelism, which God has called this church to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put some stuff on the screen to show you what it's going to go for. We have nations that impacted, military heroes, Toys for Joy, city cleanups, food distribution, global missions, crisis response, Next Gen Revivals, Just One San Diego, evangelism training, rally nights, Rock Kids, expanding youth impact in San Diego, Future SD. We want to get the gospel out to the community. Can I get amen? And so this offering, as we're going to see, is over and above regular giving. And so I want you to be praying about that. And in this series, I wanted to give you some clarity about finances. What tithes are, what tithes aren't. We talked about that last week. If you weren't here, we'll just do a quick overview, but you need to understand what a tithe is and what a tithe isn't and what an offering is and what an offering isn't, which we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about reaping and sowing. But today I want to talk about first fruits. And before I get to that, let me review last week because it's very important. We always talk about it's time for our tithes and offerings. What we reviewed last week is that a tithe means a tenth part, literally Genesis 28, 20 to 22. If you get $100, a tenth part is $10. If you get $1,000, a tenth part is $100. That's what tithe means. Tithe doesn't mean putting something in the plate or giving online or in the basket bucket when it goes through. That's not necessarily a tithe. You could be giving something, but it's not literally a tithe. A tithe predates the Old Testament law. People say, well, that's Old Testament law. Don't think because something's in the Old Testament law, like don't murder, it doesn't apply to you. Like don't cheat on your wife. Just because it's in the Old Testament law doesn't mean it doesn't apply. However, tithing came before the law. 500 years before the law, Abraham tithed. 400 years before the law, his grandson Jacob tithed. And then tithing also is not giving, it's returning. You could say, I'm being so generous, I'm giving my tithe. It doesn't belong to you. Technically, it all belongs to God, but specifically, the Bible says the tithe belongs to God. And so really, you're being a very faithful student, a steward that, God, this doesn't belong to me, I'm giving it to you. Matter of fact, Malachi says, if you hold on to it, you're robbing God. This is what the Bible says. So you want to make sure you're giving. Your prayer life, your taking care of the temple is biblical if you want it to be blessed. Maybe you don't want all your life to be blessed. You may only want Sunday morning, the hour and a half you're in church to be blessed. It don't work that way. Because this blessing that you have, if it is for this hour, is not going to translate to the rest of your life if in the rest of your life you're not walking with God. So you want to be obedient in every area of your life. So we want to talk about how you want to be blessed in your money. Because I know y'all want to get paid. Can I get an amen? Okay. But you only not want to get paid. I'm not saying you're going to be prosperous and millionaire. But you not only want to get your money, but you want to be able to enjoy it. You want it to not fly away. The Bible says that sometimes our riches fly away with eagle's wings. This is money goes, poof. How many of y'all seen cash just poof? It's just like, where'd it go? Okay? So tithing is returning because it belongs to God. Tithing was a response to grace, the grace of God. Tithing was reaffirmed by the prophets. Tithing was reaffirmed by Jesus, Matthew 23, 23. Please look up these verses. Go listen to the message from last week. Tithing opens the door to blessing. Tithing, the Bible says, if you are faithful to tithe, Malachi 3, 8 to 10, will I not open the windows of heaven and bless you? Does that mean you're going to be wealthy? Nope. It'll mean you'll be blessed. What does that mean? Your needs will be met and God will give you enough to bless other people. You're not tripping, okay? And when the cash is not in your hand, you don't panic because you know God is faithful. How many of y'all, God's been faithful in your finances before? Amen? Amen. Come on, let's give God a glory. Let's give God. And let me define that there were times when, for some people who might not know, there were times you didn't know how you're going to pay your bills. Or the money that you had didn't add up to the bills you had. And all of a sudden it worked out. And you don't know how. God, he went, but he wants you to give him credit. And so when you give, you want to say, Lord, show me your response. You want to always give credit to him. Because when life hits a wall, before it hits the wall, we go to him. But we need to remember, oh, he did it before. When David killed Goliath, they said, David, you can't kill Goliath. Goliath said, God destroyed a lion and a bear in the past. I can kill this fool, okay? So I'm not worried about Goliath because I already defeated a lion and a bear, okay? So you want to know God is faithful. Now, we talked about how in the United States, the average percentage of people who tithe, literally 10%, is between 9 and 25%. At the time when I shared this with you, we were at 8-something percent. Now, as of a few weeks ago, we were right over 9%. At the end of the series, we're going to give you an update because we want y'all to say, listen, I want to be one of the people who tithes. We talked about getting at least to 25%. And so we want to get to 25%. Can I get amen if you believe we want to get to 25%? Can I get amen? Amen? So here's all you got to do is start tithing. Text GIVE to 52525 and you can sign for tithe. It's that simple. You can make it automatic. And by the way, if you pay on a credit card, they charge us fees. So if you really want to pay the full tithe, pay the fee. We pay about $250,000 of fees every year. You can help us there. Just pay your fee. So what your tithe really gets to us. Okay, next slide. So here's where you are. You're one of these three people. Top left, you either give nothing now, start giving something. You start today, okay? Okay, give something. And by the way, like I said, giving something during the offering is just giving something. It's not necessarily tithing, unless it's 10%. Then some of you are giving something, start tithing. Start saying, you know, I'm gonna give 10%. I'm gonna give 10% of my gross because I want God to bless my gross, not my net. Amen? He needs to get the first fruits, which we're gonna talk about today. And then tithing, if you're tithing, prepare for the offering, which is in 2 Sundays from now. We're gonna take an offering, which is over and above a one-time thing for our evangelism and outreach next year. Now, if you're saying, I don't give anything, but I want to start tithing, let's go. Let's go. I got saved. I learned it. I started tithing in 1984. I've been tithing 41 years. God's faithful. He just is. And I was tithing when my paycheck did not pay my bills. And God said, you're going to trust me or you're not. It is simple as that. And that is going to bolster your faith more than anything. Okay. Everyone say first fruits. I want to talk to you to set this up with a philosophical perspective called the primacy effect. The primacy effect is when the first thing you experience, see, or hear creates a strong and lasting impression than what comes after it. It's when you see, experience, or hear something first, it sets the tone for everything else that comes after that. Number one, first impressions in relationships. The first 7 to 10 seconds you meet somebody sets the tone of what you expect from that person. You may hear them loud, you may think they got, you know, braggadocious clothes or not enough, or they you think they're bougie, or they're not bougie, or they're quiet, or they're arrogant. And whatever that impression is, by the way, it doesn't mean your impression's true. It just is. Because sometimes you meet people and they're quiet. I met a guy, he's a very good friend of mine now, but he was just very quiet. And I thought, he don't like me. It had nothing to do with that at all. But often that first 7 to 10 seconds you meet somebody, whatever that is, can set the tone for how you view them for the rest of your life. Now, by the way, it can obviously change, but sometimes that first to 7 seconds is so powerful, even when they are exhibiting a completely different person, you don't see it because your mind is already set. How many of you ladies in here are single? Okay, let's try to elbow, give it a, y'all like, I don't want no one to know, okay? No, this is where you want us to know, so we can, you know, try to help you out. He's a godly man, okay? So raise your hands, ladies, all the ladies. Okay, no shame. Okay, there we go. Ladies, I assume you want a good man, correct? Say hey. Then make, then make sure the first thing you show him is godly. Because whatever you show him first, and however you get his attention is how you might have to keep it. Ooh. There's a whole bunch of dudes in here like, dang it. Shut up. Number two, learning and memory. When you learn a list of words or a list of facts or a list of Bible verses, the first few you're going to remember better than the ones in the middle or the end of the list. Advertising, the first brand that demonstrates our loyalty, the first brand you hear in a category usually dominates your loyalty. Daily routine, the first thing you do in the morning will set the tone for the rest of the day. Daily routines, the first thing you do in the morning will set your emotional direction for the rest of the day. If you get up in the morning, you're like, you're looking on your phone. Can I get an amen? I woke up today. I woke up late. I don't know why. I just woke up late and I got up and literally I was like, to my wife, what's today? Is it Sunday? You know how you wake up, you don't know what day it is? I don't know if y'all have experienced that. And if you travel, for all y'all who travel, all of us who travel, sometimes you'll wake up and not even know where you are, what city are you in. So I woke up, I go, what's today? I said, is it Sunday? She says, yes. She's standing there watching me sleep, right? So I'm like an hour late. So I'm running around the house, getting my clothes, trying to, okay, what am I preaching on? What am I wearing today? And, you know, I got my clothes out already, but I'm trying. And my whole day, I'm driving here like, oh, I'm going to leave later. I don't know what's going to happen. And it's like, if you start your day, how you start your day sets the course of your day. Imagine if you woke up every day and before you open your eyes, dear God, I don't know what is going to happen today, but I trust you. I love you. I know you got me. Thank you that I'm alive to even have this conversation. So I'm going to open my eyes. No matter what I see, no matter what I hear, I trust you. One of the reasons I like the cold plunge in the morning, I wanted to get it out of the way, but when I cold plunge in the morning, I don't like it. I never, ever like getting in the water. But it's a victory. And when I get out, I do not dry off. I walk around my yard wet, like you ain't got no authority over me. This is really, my gardeners are all bundled up there, and I'm walking around wet in a bathing suit. Like, yeah, that's right. Cold cannot conquer me. Neither can my problems, neither can my worries, neither can my stress. And so you start your day, for all y'all who work out in the morning, that's, you get your workout in the morning, and you're like, now I got my day. Now before that, give it to God. But the point is that you want to start your day positive with a victory. Make your bed. I was telling my grandson yesterday, I said, here's a little thing on Instagram. It says, if you make your bed every day, you're like 4 or 5 times more likely to become a millionaire. He's like, that's not true. But he makes his bed. Like I said, you make your bed every day. You make your bed every day. It's like, now you completed something. Now, next time, the next thing you got to do, complete that. So the first thing you do impacts the rest. Number one, when it comes to first fruits means giving God the first and best of your increase. Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits. Everyone say first fruits? Of all your increase, so that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. If I get, this is the whole principle of money. I get paid, God gets first. Now, the federal government and the state government has already taken some of your money. That's can't prevent that. By the way, take advantage of all the tax laws that you that are available to you to pay as least tax as possible. This is a commercial not endorsed by the Rock Church. Don't hate. Someone's using the rules, okay? But you say, Lord, I'm going to tithe to you first. Because the only reason I have this is because of you. And I need you to bless it. And I would like you to bless it. First fruits is you honor God with the first fruits of your increase. Then it says, point number two, first fruits honor God as first. Honor the Lord. You're not honoring yourself. You're not honoring your job. You're not honoring your family. You're not honoring your friends. You're not honoring the Rock Church. You are honoring God. It says, honor the Lord. Everyone say the Lord. L-A-W-D, say the Lord. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase. Why? So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be overflowed with new wine. I know some of y'all are like, I don't even have a barn. I live in Encanto, okay? Context, wherever you hold your goods, your pantry, your heart, this is not saying you're gonna be wealthy, but you're gonna have enough for you and to be a blessing to other people. God, I'm gonna honor you first. Not only am I gonna have resources to bless people, today we're collecting shoes, but it's saying the rescue mission, we had 900 something pairs the first service. Come on, church, come on, church. Our goal is today's meal, 3,000 shoes, but whatever we get, we're gonna bless the San Diego Rescue Mission and bless people. But we're saying, Lord, we just wanna bless you. We wanna bless you. And I would bet that a lot of you have clothes in your closet with tags on them. Or you wore them one time. You know how you ladies are, you buy something. I can't wear that again, I wore that last year. Ain't nobody thinking about you, wear that thing again. But give it away then. Then give it away. Number three, first fruits must be the first thing given. Exodus 22, 29, you shall not delay to offer your first of your ripe produce. Matter of fact, if you don't give the first ripe produce soon, it's gonna spoil. God, I am not going to delay in paying my tithes, because if I delay, I'm gonna find a reason to keep it. I'm gonna find another thing I gotta do. I get blessed, I obey. And by the way, tithing is obedience. It's not generosity, it belongs to God. It's obedience. Praying is obedience. Reading your word, obedience. It's not like, well, it's not like optional. What do you do? Now, it's optional in the sense that you have the freedom in your free will, choice to say no. Because for God to truly love you, he has to give you an opportunity to say no and to choose. But it's what he's saying to do, to secure the blessing that comes with it. So I get blessed, I get paid, I have a gain in an investment. Lord, I'm honoring you. I'm honoring you first. That's a first fruit. Everyone say first fruits. I love this one. First fruits secures a blessing on the rest. If I give God my morning, he's gonna bless my day. If I give God my marriage, he's gonna, at the beginning of my marriage and set the tone, we're gonna follow God, he's gonna bless the rest. Look what the Bible says. If the first fruit is holy, set aside for God, the lump, what's left, is holy. And if the roots are holy, so are the branches. When we give, we not only have to honor God with what we give, it will secure that we can honor God in what we keep. Ooh, come on now, somebody. So in other words, we honor God what we give, but we also want to honor God with what we keep. Because what you keep doesn't necessarily mean do whatever. In other words, don't tithe and then take the rest of your money and go get high. You gotta take the rest of it and say, God, I'm blessing you. Now I want you to bless the rest. And bless means I am gonna use it according to your will. and watch you not only increase it or stretch it. Use it for increased impact. I was riding horses with my kids, and I'm scared of horses. I know. I love horses. If I'm around horses, I just love horses. I'm just scared to be on them. And the reason that I'm scared to be on them is because I had a bad experience. And that bad experience poisoned the whole rest of my life. And hopefully I get over this, because every time we go on vacation, my wife's like, let's ride horses. I'm like, oh, I don't want to ride horses. Can we just go to the beach? So here's the story. We were riding horses, me and my three kids, my one wife. There's five of us riding horses. It's all I can handle. It's all I can handle. It's what the Bible says. Man and a woman become one. It's complicated. So we're riding horses, and we're going to the beach right here in San Diego, and we're going on this trail, and I guess I was in first, I don't know, somehow my horse went off on this trail. So the guy said, hey, you're going on the wrong trail, you gotta turn the horse around. So I turned the horse around, and when I turned the horse around, the horse's mind said, I'm going back to the stable. But that's not where we were supposed to go. So I'm going back to turn and go back in line with the kids, and the horse starts going this way. So I'm like fighting with the horse, and the horse like. So it confronts my daughter's horse that's still back there. They get all tangled up with the reins, and they're kind of fighting in the bushes. So all the horses turned around, because now they think we're going back. My other daughter's horse runs off with her. This is a true story. This is like a horror movie. The horse runs off, and you can hear my daughter's going, just. This is 100% true. Some stuff I tell you is not 100% true. This is 100% true. So they're like, and I'm like trying to, my daughter's saddle slides off, and she's on the ground with her foot stuck in the thing. And I'm like, these horses are gonna run, drag her, she's gonna die. We're dead, we're all gonna die. I know it's funny now, but it's petrified. So we finally get her up, and we're like, we gotta go back. And the guy radios in, they wanna come back. And on the radio, the guy says, they're not getting a discount. I just wanna be alive. So we go back and we're clickety-click, clickety-click. There's my daughter's hat. She's gone. We don't know where she's at. Clickety-click. No, there's her sweater. We just kept finding all these pieces. This true story. We finally get up, and she's on the horse all tripping. So we're all now together, and we're now going back. And then these other people are coming towards us, and they have this little colt that's not tied to anything, no saddle, no nothing. And the colt's jumping around like this, you know. And then the colt takes off running. All five of our horses start chasing this horse. That's why I'm scared of horses. But what's the point? Once that horse turned around to go the other way, everything was focused on that direction. Once you say, Lord, this is yours, not only am I given my first, I'm given my first securing your promise that the rest is gonna follow. You're gonna bless the rest. And Lord, I'm going to watch. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Watch it. Don't just do it and blindly go, whatever. No, watch it. And hold God's hand, because you are going to go through hard times. You are going to go through hard times. Your worst time, I shouldn't say worst, but the one coming that is death. So no matter how great your life goes, death is the last step here. The good news is that we have life after death. We're gonna get to in a minute. Come on, show me. Okay, giving first demonstrates faith in more to come. The Bible says, consecrate to me the firstborn of whatever opens the womb of the children of Israel. Not only the people, but of a lamb, of a cow, of a goat. Whatever animal you have, the first one I want. Now, if you had a sheep, a little lamb came out, and you want the lamb for wool, you want the lamb for meat, and God said, no, I want that one first. Why is that? I want you to trust me, I'm gonna give you another one. Because often we'll say, okay, I'm gonna take that for security, so now I'm good. Now I can give God leftovers. No. God says, I want you to trust me. This is, you wanna be blessed? Bless God first. You say you really want to tithe? Go home, register, and tithe. And watch God. I mean, I'll be sold the bowl of this. Watch your money. Watch your heart. Watch not only whether he increases the money or increases its impact, pay attention. Start your day. I'm going to pray in the morning, every day. I'm going to read my Bible first thing every day. I'm not going to put it on my Instagram. I'm not going to look at my social media. I don't want to hear any bad news in the morning. I want to hear God say, I got you. Amen. If you don't do that, here's the opposite. Okay, devil, what's going to happen today? How do you want me to deal with what's going on, all the stuff I got to do today? Death. And even in that, God's grace is like, I can't tell you, let you hear everything he wants for you. Because it would destroy you. But come over here and say, God, man, I want you to speak to me. I want you to guide me. I want you to encourage me. I want you to empower me. So if you had a lamb and the baby was born and you're like, man, I really need this lamb for food and for wool, but I'm gonna trust that more is gonna come. So you give it to God, sacrifice it to God, and then you say, I need another one back, and you want another one. You need God to give you another one. God, I'm trusting you the first because I believe. Imagine a statement to God. I believe that there's more to come. God says, I honor that. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 2, verse 30, if you honor God, he will honor you. So God, I'm trusting you. This is probably the one place that God more profoundly than any place calls us out to trust him. Lastly, first day of the week, Christ became our first fruits of the resurrection. This is so awesome. 1 Corinthians 15, 20 to 23. Now Christ is risen from the dead and how has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Jesus, not only was he the firstborn as a title, he was the first fruits from the dead to rise from the dead as a deposit on our resurrection. For since by man came death, Adam brought death into the world, by man, Jesus, also came resurrection from the dead. Adam brought death, Jesus brought life. For as in Adam all die, the Bible says all have sinned, and the penalty of sin is death because of Adam's sin. Even so, in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ's first fruits, he's the first fruit, the first one, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. If you trust in something for eternal life that has never risen from the dead, that has not made a good faith deposit of proof to give you life after death, that would not be wise. If you're praying to a dead person, the dead person can't respond to you, much less do anything about your prayers. It's just foolish. We pray to a God who died and rose from the dead. Can I get an amen? And he rose from the dead and he said, I am gonna come back and get you. I'm gonna come back and get you. And if you believe in me, you will have life. It's pretty simple. And so his death and resurrection was the first fruit deposit saying, I am only the beginning of those who are gonna rise from the dead. Will you be the end of that, the continuation of that? You have to make that decision individually. So in a minute, we're gonna pray about your salvation. But before we do that, let me say this. As it comes to your giving, be thinking about your giving. If you don't tithe and you say, I wanna be part of that 25%, then sign up today. Don't delay tomorrow. And every day you delay, the less chance you're gonna do it and the less chance you're gonna be blessed with the blessing that comes with it. So just make a decision today. I'm gonna go sign up and tithe, and watch what God happens. And please, watch what God happens. Watch what happens. First, watch what happens in your heart. So that's number one. Number two, we're going to have a special offering in 2 weeks. We're going to give you a form next week. You start praying about it, how much your over and above offering will be. But three, if you would like to ask Christ to be your Savior, you believe that he is first fruits of the resurrection. He's the firstborn, the preeminent son. The first son was always the firstborn, preeminent, with the majority of the responsibility and blessing are tied to him. Well, that was Jesus. He was the only son, so he was the first and the last of the sons. But he, not only was he firstborn with that title, he was first fruits of the resurrection. He died, and he said, if you kill this body in 3 days, I'll rise it up again. And then he rose. Not only did he rise from the dead, he called the shot. I'm going to rise from the dead. And he says, game. And if he rose from the dead, he can rise you from the dead. But you need to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead. Then you will be saved. And when this takes its last breath, in the blinking of an eye, however God's going to do that, we're going to be with the Lord. So I'm going to ask all of you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Lord, we get so hung up on material things. We get so hung up on holding on to things that have no eternal value. And we're all going to die and stand before you. And none of those things are going to matter anymore. If you realize that you are a sinner, and that Jesus died and rose from the dead for your sin, and you want to ask him to forgive you, that you too may rise from the dead. Just pray this prayer with me in the privacy of your heart, as simple as ABC. A is admit that you're a sinner. Pray, dear God, I admit that I am a sinner. Dear God, I believe that Jesus died for my sin, that he rose from the dead. I confess him as my Savior. Please forgive me, Lord. Come live in my heart. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Llena mi corazón con el Espíritu Santo. Fill my heart with the Holy Spirit. I want to be born all over again. Thank you, Jesus. As our eyes are closed and our heads are bowed, if you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you in a minute to stand up. And by standing, you are symbolically resurrecting from your old life. Lazarus was in the tomb. He was dead 4 days. They wrapped his body, put a stone in front of the cave. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And he stood up and walked out. If today's the day you say, Lord, I am going to surrender my life to you, he's giving you opportunity to walk away from your old life. So eyes closed, heads bowed. If you prayed that prayer on the count of three, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. And by standing, you are resurrecting from the dead. One, two, three, stand to your feet. God bless you. 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 Stay standing. Stay standing. God bless you. 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 Now, in a minute, I'm going to ask all y'all who are standing to come on down to the altar. We can pray for you. But if you're standing in the balcony, you can also walk around the edges and come down. You can bring your family. Let's give them a big hand as they come on down. Come on, church. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's go. Let's go. God bless you. 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 Come on, let's keep clapping for him. Come on, come on. Don't let it get old. Don't let it get old. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. God bless you. 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 God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, come on, come on. God bless you. 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 Come on, 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 come on. God bless you. What's up, little man? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come on. Let's give him a big hand. Come on, church. Come on, church. Move down. Just I want these people to come forward. Come on forward here. What's up? What's up? What's up? How you doing? 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 Hey, never, ever, 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 ever. Everyone say ever. Let this get old. I was talking to some pastors the other day, and I told them, we do altar calls all the time. People come forward every week, and they go, what? It's not normal. It's not. And so we thank the Spirit of God that what he does. We just talked for 40 minutes about money. And all these people got saved. Come on, come on, come on. Let's go. And here's the thing. God and sin don't discriminate. We got white people, we got black people, we got Latinos, we got Asians, we got some people, I don't know where they are. Okay. My man. Let's go. God bless y'all. God bless you. Ty's going to tell you what to do next. You just started a relationship with God. We want to help you with that relationship. So the prayer people are going to get you information. We want to help you grow. The devil's waiting for you outside. You know, it didn't happen. It wasn't real. And we're going. It's going to take relationship to help you grow into what God has called you to be. The guy who oversees all the operations of this church, it's like VP if it was a corporation. He got saved, what was it, how many years ago? 11 years ago today. My wife, 11 years ago today, he was standing right there. Him and his wife walked in. They're like all of us, they were hot messers like all of us were. And they walked in, he said, I don't know what's going on. I didn't know nothing. And they both got saved and came right there. We got a picture of the back of his head, their head right here, and I got saved. And God says, I got something. God's got something for y'all, for sure. But you just got to follow him. Because if you go your own way, and he's not going to force you. Amen?